Every language expert from Dr. Johnson onwards has accepted that it's a mistake to attempt to embalm the language. Of course it must change and adapt. As we struggle to preserve a system under attack, it's useful to remember that a reader from a couple of hundred years ago will be shocked by present-day punctuation. Why don't we use capital letters for all nouns anymore? Why don't we use full stops after everyday abbreviations? Why not combine colons with dashes sometimes? Where did all the commas go? Why isn't there a hyphen in the word today? Looks a mussy. What sort of punctuation chickens are we at the beginning of the 21st century? Well, taking just the initial capital letters and the terminating full stop, these are conventions that haven't always been there. The initial letter of a sentence was first capitalised in the 13th century, but the rule was not consistently applied until the 16th. Nowadays, the convention for starting a new sentence with a capital letter is so ingrained that word processing software won't allow you to type a full stop and then a lowercase letter. It will capitalise automatically. This is good news for those who've spotted the inexorable advance of lowercase into book titles, television captions, company names, and, of course, everything on the non-case-sensitive internet, and lie awake at night worrying about the confusion this is spreading in young minds. Meanwhile, the full stop is surely the simplest mark to understand, so long as everyone continues to have some idea what a sentence is, which is a condition that can't be guaranteed. Every time the sentence ends, there's a full stop, or a full stop substitute, such as the exclamation mark or the question mark. As easy as that. Incidentally, the American name for it, period, was one of its original English names too. Shakespeare called the full stop a period in A Midsummer Night's Dream when he described nervous players making periods in the midst of sentences. Meanwhile, nowadays the illiterate default punctuation mark is the comma, and this gives even more cause for alarm. The tap water is safe to drink in tea and coffee, comma, however, comma, we recommend using bottled water for drinking, comma, it can be purchased very cheaply in the nearby shops. Not a full stop in view.